This is Tony Broom Ministries welcoming you for the old time preaching from God's Word. Here's a sermon from Luke chapter 17 entitled Blessings of Being Unprofitable Servants.
I want to talk to you about blessings of being unprofitable servants. You would think about the blessing would come with being profitable servants. These are blessings from being an unprofitable servant. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. The apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not, or old King James way of saying, I don't think so. So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. You would think about being an unprofitable servant. There are not any blessings of being an unprofitable servant. After all, businesses and people, organizations, it takes profit in order to prosper. Well, if you look at it like most cases involving things in the kingdom of God, we have to approach the issue by considering this passage in reverse order. When we do things oppositely from the world, and even from most churches, we can usually be assured of being on the right track. If you want to make sure you're doing things the right way, just do it opposite from much of what everybody else does it, and you'll be sure of being on the right way.
That's right.
Am I doing things right? Just do it opposite from most everybody around you, and you'll be all right. Jesus gave an example. He said that the widow woman who gave only two mites had given more than all the others put together. Well, that makes no sense at all in our dollar and cents American dream economy. But while we are pilgrims in this economy, we are servants in God's kingdom. We're passing through this world, but we're citizens of the heavenly kingdom. We're servants in the kingdom of God. Seeing then that the first shall be last and the last first, we will indeed start our beginning at the end, the first at the last. We have no bragging rights in ourselves. We have done that which was our duty to do. When you have done all these things, just say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. We have no bragging rights in ourselves. So if it's not ourselves that we're not trying to impress people with, we can focus our energy on Jesus Christ, who is our master. As servants, we have a master, and our master is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our master. Amen. So if he is our master, then we are his servants. And the blessing is, how can you be a blessing and have a blessing by being a servant? Say, we are unprofitable servants. That we means you and me. We means you're not in it all by yourself. Sometimes when you're trying to do ministry, whether it's music and greeting or whatever it is, preaching and teaching, children's ministry, nursery, witness, evangelism, you feel like you're all by yourself. Because everybody said we got your back. But they way back behind your back. You look back there and ain't nobody there. We got your back. Yeah, social distancing from a long way back. It looks like you're all by yourself, but we are unprofitable servants. We means we're in this thing together. Yeah. You're not all by yourself. Even the commercial now says you're not alone. And then the Spanish lady comes on and says, no estás solo. You're not alone. You may feel like you're alone. You might feel like you're in quarantine. You may feel like you're all by yourself, but you're not alone because all of us are together, even though we may be considered to be unprofitable servants. Unprofitable, we are unprofitable because we have only done that which our master commands us to do. We are only doing what he says do. We're not doing it to try to get a big offering. We're not doing it to try to impress anybody. We're not doing it to try to be first or to have the biggest ministry or to be in competition with anyone. We're doing it because he tells us to do it. There's no other reason that you have to have to do something in the kingdom of God just because Jesus said do it. If he said to do the Great Commission, you have to have no other reason because he said do it. We feel sorry for that guy, that servant, who has to plow, he has to feed cattle, come in weary from the field, cook supper, serve the master until he has finished eating and drinking, and then have to fix his own plate before he can eat and drink. This poor fellow is nothing more than a slave. Well, we can know nothing about the blessings of being unprofitable servants. We'll be just like a slave. As long as we look at ourselves like poor, helpless kids instead of kings, as long as we see ourselves paupers instead of priests, the book of the Revelation said he has made us kings and priests under our God. We're not just poor little helpless servants. We're not just poor little helpless kids. We're kids, but we're king's kids. And we're created in the image of God, and we're made in the likeness of Christ, and we're being conformed to the image of Christ. As long as we see ourselves just as a slave in the field, we won't have the blessing of being an unprofitable servant. But when you start seeing yourself as more than a kid, you're a king's kid, you're a son or daughter of the Most High God, you're not just a servant. Instead, you're a son, sons and daughters. You're not just a victim, but you are a victor. We serve Jehovah Nissi, our victor, our captain, and he is the captain of our salvation. Workers, as long as we see ourselves as workers instead of warriors, we're involved in the kingdom of God. We don't wage warfare by weapons of carnality. We don't march in the streets. We don't tear things up. We don't blow things up. That's not the way we do our warfare. This is not the way I fight my battle, but this is the way I fight my battle. This is the way when I pray, when I'm on my knees, or when I'm standing up, or when I'm going down the road, wherever it is, this is how I fight my battle. It's not by cocktail bombs. It's not by guns. It's not by things in this world. This is how I fight my battle, because the captain of my salvation is not a physical captain. It's a spiritual captain, and he's given us weapons of warfare that are not carnal but are mighty to God through the pulling down of strongholds, and we have the power in Jesus' name. Blessings of being an unprofitable servant. It puts the focus on the master rather than on the servant. Been too much focus on the servant. Been too much focus on the guy. We've tried to make the guy or the gal. We've tried to make the preacher. It's too much focus on a character, on a personality. It's about time we get the focus back on the Christ of God, the Master, where it belongs. You may agree that it doesn't take a whole lot of faith to be an unprofitable servant, but neither does it take a lot of faith to move a mountain or uproot a tree. Jesus said, just the size of a mustard seed is more than enough indeed. All you got to have is faith, the size of a mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, be moved. You can say to this tree, be plucked up from here, be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. You say, well, wow, that sounds just extraordinary, but we serve an extraordinary God. The servant in this world is always asking and hoping for more. He wants more food, more pay, more money, more recognition, more prestige, more position. The regular servant the profitable one. He's always looking at all the things he has, what he has to do and what he does not have. I don't have enough money, don't have enough food, don't have enough this, and don't have enough that. And he's always looking at what he does not have. That's the regular, the profitable servant. He's always looking for a profit. And he never will have enough profit to be satisfied. The servants in this world are never satisfied with this world because this world can never satisfy you. As unprofitable servants, we look at what has been given to us. We have more than this world affords. We look at the things that God has given us. At what we can do for our master. Not what we have to do. I have to do this. I have to do ministry. I have to do that. No, it's a delight to serve God. What can I do for thee, my master? And we look at what has been given to us. We look at what we can do for our master, for all he's done for us. And he's not asked us to do something to repay him. And we could never do enough to repay our God. He's not asked for that. But we do it not because we have to repay him, but we do it because we love him. We just have to do something for the Lord. You know, it was the apostles who said to the Lord, increase our faith. Apostles. If an apostle, if they thought they needed greater faith, what about you and I? Certainly we need great faith. Jesus teaches about mustard seed faith. It's not how big it is, but what you do with it that really counts. You don't have to have faith the size of a watermelon. Somebody else might have faith the size of a peach or a plum. That's not what he's talking about. It's not the size of faith like that. Everyone can have the same size faith. If it was faith of how big you got, then only the lucky or the rich person could have the big faith. But this faith I'm talking about, the unprofitable servant can have it. Mustard seed faith. Everyone has been given the measure of faith. Everyone is on equal ground when it comes to faith. When it comes to the cross, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. It's no wonder, though, that the apostles said, increase our faith. Since the chapter starts by Jesus telling them that troubles and trials are unavoidable and inevitable. Well, at least he didn't lie to us. He said it must be that offenses come. You're not going to get out of this world trouble-free. That's what he was telling the disciples. That's what he's telling us. It must needs be that offenses come. They will come. They're unavoidable. They're inevitable. But just make sure that you're not the one causing it. Amen. Make sure he challenges them and all of us that we are not the troublemakers. By the way, he said you got to be willing to forgive your brother. Amen. Be willing to forgive your brother. Even if he trespasses against you. And says, he comes to you and apologizes. He said, I'm sorry. You're to forgive him. Even if it happens 7 times a day, there you can read the verses for yourself. 7 times a day. And he turns again to you and says, I'm sorry. You're to forgive him. You might say, well, man, even in a ball game, 3 strikes and you're out. How in the world you want me to forgive somebody when he trespasses against me 7 times a day? Before you say it, well, I can never do that. Remember that our master has forgiven us of all of our transgressions. All those bad, evil, ugly things that we've done. How many times a day do you think you need his forgiveness? Just before you say, I'm a Pentecostal and I don't need to do that, well, you're already in trouble to begin with. Because if we say that we have no sin, we're a liar and the truth's not in us. We say that we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar and his word is not in us. The best way to do is to say all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. We look at the things of being an unprofitable servant. We're not looking for profit in this world. How can you have profit when he has already given you all things? He has adopted us into his royal family. He allows us to serve him and even makes us sons and daughters of the Most High God. He gives us the Bible. We have the Bible, the written, holy, infallible, inspired Word of God. That's a gift to us. We didn't have to buy it. We may have to have bought it from the store, but it's free. It comes to us as God's Word. He gives it to us. He gives us faith to believe on Him for salvation and sanctification, spirit baptism and healing and all the blessings of life. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God Himself. He's a gift. He's God's gift to the church. He's God's gift to us individually. We are unprofitable servants, but we already possess all things. We have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. The things that pertain to life are the physical things. Everything we need in this world has been given to us. Everything that we have to have in godliness, the spiritual things of life, has been given to us. He has seated us together with Christ, with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's a high position. He has prepared for us a beautiful, eternal, heavenly home. And one day soon He will come and get us and receive us unto Himself, not only as servants or even as sons, but as part of the bride of Christ, the Lamb Himself. What a wonderful day that will be when we gather together with our Lord in heaven to be with Him forever. When we have done all the things that He told us to do. Don't say, look at what I did. Say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. But oh, how blessed we are. He will look at us one day and He will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Somebody said, I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Do you know how you'll be able to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? You got to be doing something. Well, that's right. You think about it. How in the world can He say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, if you haven't done anything? You've got to do something. Do something not to be saved. Do something because you are saved.
That's right.
We have done that which was our duty to do. We want to be found working and watching and waiting when Jesus comes.
You have been listening to the old time preaching from God's Word from Luke chapter 17. The title has been Blessings of Being Unprofitable Servants. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Lord, Master, and Savior today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.